Dr. Meg Fraser has spent her career teaching, conducting, and performing music. Today, she joins us in the studio to talk about one of the choirs she's involved with, the New Orleans Vocal Arts Chorale, also known as NOVA, where she serves as the artistic director and conductor. Hey, Meg, how's it going today?
It's great. Thanks. How about for you?
Oh, it's going wonderfully. So glad to get you in here.
Thank you so much for having me.
To kind of start us out, I know you have a couple of concerts coming up here in December.
We do. We have our chorale's annual Christmas concert. We sort of do a different twist on a Christmas concert. This year we're focusing on repertoire by Scandinavian composers. So that concert's coming up on December the 13th at Holy Name Church.
Beautiful. Dark and deep with the Scandinavians.
A little bit, yeah. Some repertoire that is, like I said, not specifically Christmas-oriented, but very definitely winter-oriented and sacred in tone, but not specifically Christmas-based.
Okay.
And then our other concert, we're very pleased, is the Messiah. I think they call it Out of the Box, or the annual Baroque Christmas that the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra is doing. We are the chorus for their Messiah movements.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. And when is that going to be happening?
That's coming up on the 20th and the 21st. One's in Covington and one's here in New Orleans, both at First Baptist Church.
Oh, fantastic. Kind of engaging your life with music in this way. What do you most love about singing? What do you continue to love?
What I really love about singing is choral singing, and I like it for a lot of reasons. The biggest is that it's just beautiful. But the second is that you can't do it by yourself. It's a team sport, and to do it well requires a lot of attention, both to what you're doing, but also to what your colleagues are doing. And there's a meld and a breathing together and a creation of something that can't exist without those other people that makes it really special for me.
Yeah, a lot of people look at a conductor and they see someone, you know, moving with their arms and their hands, and that's all they think that they're doing is keeping time. If you could, like, counter that argument, what do you think you would kind of explain to people what actually goes into being a conductor?
No, I'm really just keeping time.
Yeah.
No. What I'm trying to do is remind the choir of the things that we've done in rehearsal. A good conductor is always thinking both ahead and behind and trying to make those adjustments on the fly as the music is happening.
And people think about sounds and they think of it as an automatic thing. And one of the things I've enjoyed is the very physical aspects of that, mm-hmm. with intentionality as well as how different muscles work.
Absolutely. Technique is everything, both in conducting and in singing. And to sing with intent and to sing artistically and to sing with the goal of making the most beautiful performance of that piece of music that you can requires attention to detail. You know, how am I shaping that vowel? How is my airflow moving? Is my cutoff matching my neighbor's cutoff? Am I overdoing that? Am I underdoing that? You know, there's so much that goes into it if you are thinking about the piece of music and your role in reproducing that piece of music. This music's going to live so much longer than we are, for the most part. I'm sometimes standing in a choral rehearsal holding a piece by Thomas Tallis, who's one of my favorite composers. And I have to tell the choir, this piece has been around for 12 lifetimes of people. You and I, singers, you and I, conductor and singer, we're insignificant in this. This piece of music is the thing. So I feel like my role as a conductor is to stand for that composer, which does require a whole lot of technique.
That was Dr. Meg Fraser, director of the School of Music at Loyola University here in New Orleans and conductor of the New Orleans Vocal Arts Chorale. Meg, this has been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, David. Thank you for having me.
For Nola V, and in New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.